now you're in touch with Ron Smith.
All right, as promised, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk briefly here with the Libertarian Party candidate for president. He is Michael Badnarik, and he's going to tell us why conservatives, since this is largely a conservative audience, would be well served voting for a Libertarian candidate. Michael, welcome to the program and to the area.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on the air.
Mm-hmm. Why should conservatives consider a vote for you?
Well, because Bill Clinton increased the size of the federal government by 2.5 to 3% every year that he was in office, and George Bush has increased the size of the federal government by 7.5% each year, and that does not include the billions of dollars that we've spent on Iraq. So if you want a smaller government, if you want a fiscally sound government that doesn't spend $700 billion more than they budget, a Libertarian president would definitely be the one to vote for.
And let me quote, by the way, the American conservative has got people endorsing all sorts of different candidates. Buchanan endorsing Bush's reelection, amazingly. McConnell endorsing Kerry, amazingly. And Alan Bach, who, of course, is with the Orange County Register, I believe, and a columnist, has endorsing you.
Thrilled to hear that. I hadn't heard that yet.
Calling it Libertarian Resistance, and suggesting that a vote for Libertarian presidential candidate Michael Badnarik and for Libertarians running for other offices is a most efficacious way of sending a message to the system, not a perfect way. And he says you're not a perfect candidate. I know that hurts your feelings. But but he says, you know, the electoral system doesn't offer ideal choices. And for conservatives who treasure the old republic and recoil from the interventionist foreign policies that have led to so much American blood being needlessly spilled and treasure unnecessarily wasted, Libertarians a best option in 2004, because some of the other parties they might be tempted to vote for,
right,
you know, aren't on the ballots in all the states and so on. And you basically are.
Just well, not... we were on the ballot in 48 states and Washington, D.C. And I think a more important statistic, when I started my campaign a little over 18 months ago, only 50% of the people in the United States had even heard of the Libertarian Party. Since then, we now have 76% of the people who have heard of the Libertarian Party, which is an increase of approximately 70 million people who could potentially vote for me. And I believe the Libertarian Party is about to become an overnight success in about 1 week.
All right, well, okay, let's put it this way. Conservatives are not likely to be too thrilled with some of the Libertarian positions, right? On drug law reform, free trade, gay marriage, pornography, etc.
Right.
So what would your message be to them who are worried about this?
We believe in the Constitution, individual rights, and private property. The problem in general is that liberals believe in personal freedom but not economic freedom. Conservatives in general believe in economic freedom but not personal freedom. And libertarians believe in personal and economic freedom.
What is the party position, your position, on foreign policy and being interventionist, preemptive, non-interventionist, the American empire as it is?
No. We believe in non-interventionism. We are, first of all, not isolationist. We want to follow George Washington's advice that he gave us during his farewell address, which said we should maintain economic ties with all countries and entangling alliances with none. We should open up our free markets and improve our own economy, raise the standard of living of other countries, and dramatically reduce the probability that they would be motivated to blow up our buildings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Libertarian alternative then to the two major parties, or what some people would say would be the one party with two branches, that is Republicans and Democrats, is an adherence to constitutional limitations.
Absolutely.
And a proper balance among branches and levels of government.
That's correct. We, the people, ordain and establish the Constitution. We created our government in 1789. Therefore, they work for us, not the other way around. If you or I break the law, we go to jail. If a member of Congress violates the supreme law of the land, they simply get reelected. And I find that unconscionable and totally unacceptable.
What is your background? Where are you from?
I was born in Hammond, Indiana. I currently live in Austin, Texas. I'm a computer programmer and a technical trainer, but I've also developed an 8-hour class on the Constitution that I teach wherever I can find students. And my book on the Constitution called Good to Be King recently made the bestsellers list on Amazon.com.
And where can people find out more about this? www.badnerick.org? Is that a good place to go?
That is my website. They can also call our headquarters in Austin. That number is 800-807-7552. Again, it's 800-807-7552.
Well, let me take a break here, and we'll come back and talk some more with you, okay?
Excellent. Thank you.
If you have some comments or questions for Michael Badnerick, 410-467-WBAL is the phone number.